almost 6 months have passed now since I've been able to volunteer at a local nursing home. I miss the seniors there so much. I miss my rounds with my library cart, the birthday gift deliveries, and the many wonderful conversations with seniors about everything from the traffic at the bird feeders to their experience living through world wars. It's all on hold indefinitely due to the COVID-19 pandemic, as it has to be. I know that when I am able to return to visit, I will find that many familiar faces are no longer there. Many of the seniors there are in their 90s, some are over 100 years old. I have to force myself not to think about that. It breaks my heart. In recent weeks, many of us have been able to reclaim some sense of normalcy. Retail is booming, restaurants are open, and friends and family are visiting again. But that's not the case for those living in nursing homes. My grandmother resides in a long-term care home. She moved there this past February with my grandfather, her husband of over 50 years. He passed away not long after they moved in. Just weeks later, the home barred all visitors due to COVID-19. Then, a staff member contracted COVID-19, and soon the home was an outbreak. 26 people who lived at the home died of COVID-19. My grandmother, through a combination of vigilant sanitizing and luck, did not contract the virus. But she endured another form of horror. She was room-bound for months, confined to a small bedroom, no visitors aside from staff. No going outdoors, not even a taste of sunshine for months on end. Her day-to-day existence could be compared to that of a prisoner. Now, she can leave her room for meals and can book a time slot to sit on the balcony once in a while. The occasional visit is allowed, but there are strict protocols in place. Distancing, full PPE, a plexiglass sheet in between my grandma and her visitor, and a staff member in the room at all times. She was excited to go to the clinic for an eye appointment because it was her first chance to leave the building in over 5 months. Initially, it was a struggle for me to connect with seniors like my own grandmother during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visiting seniors in person is, of course, not an option, but I knew that it was vital for me to find other ways to connect with seniors and show them love and support during this crisis. Over the past few months, I have seen so many wonderful and creative efforts by those of all ages to connect with the elderly while respecting necessary distancing measures that are in place. Window visits with sweet signs and silly dances, care packages with fun goodies and kind notes, an outpouring of support by community members to ensure that elderly individuals are kept stocked up on groceries. These actions warm my heart. Unfortunately, we live in a digital age, and though many seniors have not been given the chance to learn how to use technology, we can still utilize it to stay connected at this time, with the help of retirement and long-term care home staff. For instance, through my organization's virtual Happy Mail program, individuals from anywhere in the world can write letters or create drawings and paintings to uplift seniors during this crisis. The letters and art pieces can be scanned or photographed, then emailed in. I'm calling on individuals to join in by writing letters or creating drawings and bringing joy to seniors amidst this crisis. The power of a piece of art or a letter to uplift and inspire cannot be underestimated. It is so important that the seniors who are feeling alone and helpless right now know that there are so many people out there that care about them. COVID-19 can't stop kindness.